Starting this week, it will be easier for veterans to receive help for post-traumatic stress disorder. President Obama introduced new rules that should streamline the claim process. Ron Capps is a former soldier who retired after serving 25 years in Kosovo, Rwanda, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Sudan. He describes how PTSD made him feel desperate.
When the phone rang, I jumped a little, startled, and nearly shot myself. This would have been ironic, since I was holding the pistol in my hand, planning to kill myself, but I would have pulled the trigger while it was pointed at my foot rather than my head. That was in 2005. I was a soldier on active duty. I spent more than 20 years working in places like Kosovo, Rwanda, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Darfur. I've seen some bad stuff, and somewhere along the way, my brain stopped working right. I have post-traumatic stress disorder and depression. I remember lying on my cot in my tent in Afghanistan, bundled into my sleeping bag, terrified because the dead had come to talk with me. They came every night, wresting me away from a warm, comforting sleep into a series of wretched, tormenting, wide-awake dreams. On one night, it would be a farmer and his wife, burned Bible black and twisted into hideous shapes, who asked, "Do you remember us?" "Oh, most certainly." On another, 42 men all shot in the back or in the head and left to die in a rocky ditch on a frozen January morning. "Why didn't you do more to save us?" they asked. "Why indeed?" The images terrified me, mostly because I couldn't stop them from taking control of my mind. I knew I needed help, but I didn't ask for it because I thought I would be ridiculed, considered weak and cowardly. In Army culture, especially in the elite unit filled with Rangers and paratroopers in which I served, asking for help was showing weakness. My two Bronze Stars, my tours in airborne and special operations units, none of these would matter. To ask for help would be seen as breaking. But finally, when, in the middle of the day, I was forced to hide, shaking and crying in a concrete bunker, railing against the noise and the images in my head, and when I finally understood that to continue to deny this was to endanger the lives of the soldiers I was sent to Afghanistan to lead, I asked for help. Today, right now, we need to get more soldiers to ask for help. Reducing the stigma attached to mental health issues is the first step. When soldiers see their peers ridiculed or accused of malingering or of cowardice, they won't seek the help they need. Maybe that's why, in the first half of 2009, more American soldiers committed suicide than died in combat. These aren't our first wars. We know what happens to people's minds when they are confronted with these horrors. Personally, I'm lucky. I'm alive today because I didn't pull the trigger that day in Darfur. But thousands of other soldiers and veterans have made different choices.
Ron Capps' full essay appears in the Narrative Matters section of the July issue of the journal Health Affairs.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.